campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. It's Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Here are three big things you need to know. The House is set to vote on a government spending package today to perhaps avoid a government shutdown. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries told reporters he expects a substantial majority of Democrats to vote in favor of the bill. Most Republicans also expect to back that legislation. Two, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is urging the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals to return the lawsuit over Enbridge Energy's Line 5 pipeline to state court from federal court. She made her case yesterday in Ohio, saying the 70-year-old pipeline needs to be shut down. Nessel says the pipeline's a public nuisance and violates the Michigan Environmental Protection Act. And number three, the head of the Social Security Administration is warning against raising the retirement age. Martin O'Malley spoke at a House committee hearing on Thursday. He said Americans want their government to strengthen Social Security and expand it, not to cut it, contract it, or, as he said, gut its customer service. That's where we start hour number two of the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Thanks so much for joining us all across the great state of Michigan, where it's a little snowy. Not so much down here in Hillsdale. I can't quite see out the window. It doesn't look like it's snowing down here yet. But elsewhere in the state, producer Nathan says it's happening. And especially on toward the Grand Rapids area. A lot of snow here this morning as we start off the Steve Gruber Show. And, of course, you figure winter had one more blast left, and here it comes as we approach April, but more snowfall. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, as I mentioned previously, here at Hillsdale College, where I am the general manager of the award-winning student radio station here at Hillsdale WRFH. Our students do fantastic work. Honored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters this week with six first-place awards in various categories, and the station itself named the Michigan College College Audio Station of the Year for 2024, as we were in 2023. That's right, back-to-back championships here for the station. We're very happy, and I'm proud of the students. Coming up this hour, Robert H. Bork, Jr., talk about the possible sale of U.S. Steel to a Japanese company. Congressman Tim Walberg coming up from the 5th Congressional District here in Michigan. And Michael Lucci, founder and CEO of State Armor, a nonprofit fighting to implement state-level solutions to global threats. We'll talk with him before the hour is up. Jam-packed show on this Friday as we head into the weekend. News earlier this week from the Biden administration, first forgiving more student loan debt, though the Supreme Court said you can't. President Biden keeps finding ways to say, I guess I can, just stop me. So many norms being shattered in Washington by this president, of course. The Biden administration this week also imposing the strictest ever vehicle emission standards. This was late Wednesday. I'm not sure if Steve talked about this yesterday. The Biden administration announced on Wednesday it will impose the strictest vehicle emission regulations ever enacted as part of an effort to push the American car industry toward electric vehicles. Now, if there is a silver lining here, it is that often these announcements are met with rollbacks down the line, because the industry says, we just can't do this. And they say, okay, we'll roll it back. We'll carve out this this exception. We'll see if that happens. The emission standards here, which cover light-duty vehicles, that's cars, SUVs, pickup trucks, they'll apply to models produced 2027 through 2032 and beyond, the Environmental Protection Agency getting in on this. The new rule set targets for the number of electric vehicles produced in the U.S. as a percentage of all light-duty vehicles created each year, because government-mandated production quotas have always been successful. What a great idea, the government telling consumers what they actually want. In 2030, hitting the EPA's new targets would require somewhere between 31% and 44% of new cars, SUVs, and pickup trucks to be fully electric. Not hybrids, which is what the market is saying perhaps consumers will stomach at this point, but fully electric vehicles. Now, you know, and I know, I've talked about it with you, I know Steve has too, the slowdown in electric vehicle sales started long ago, but took off in late 2023. Car dealers have written to the president asking him to amend the EPA's proposal, citing consumer concerns, which are rightful concerns about charger accessibility and price, the ability of electric cars to handle long trips, the ability of electric cars to handle winters in the northern part of the country. It's a big deal. It's real. And we saw some of those issues this past winter when the temperatures plunged and people could not find places to charge vehicles, or the charging took much, much longer in the cold, or even a full charge didn't leave you with the expected range you thought you would have. The insistence on switching from gas power to electric vehicles makes no market sense. Hertz is finding this out the hard way. The CEO of Hertz, the rent-a-car company, is out following the electric car, and quoting the story here from CNN, horror show. Hertz announced back in January it was selling 20,000 electric vehicles from its fleet. That's about a third of the EVs that it owned. And now they're replacing the CEO who helped build the strategy, who helped said, yes, we'll buy all these electric vehicles and force our customers to use them. Stephen Scherr came to the company 2 years ago after 30 years at Goldman Sachs. He's stepping down at the end of the month. In the most recent quarter, Hertz took a $245 million hit to its earnings due to a drop in the value of the EVs it was selling. The problem for Hertz was that customers... Now, this is such a transparent, obvious problem. You could have predicted this problem, but apparently the Hertz CEO from Goldman Sachs couldn't figure this out. Customers don't want to drive electric cars. I've heard personal stories, not Twitter stories, X stories, personal stories from people who have gone, who have reserved a car at Hertz, showed up to pick up said car. All the gas vehicles are gone. And Hertz says, hey, how about this nice electric vehicle? And the person says, I don't think so. I'll wait for my gas-powered vehicle that I reserved. Then waiting hours for a vehicle to become available. That is not a way to build brand or customer loyalty. People who rent cars are on vacation. They're on business trips. The last thing they want to think about is where they're going to find a charging station to get back to the airport, or get to their appointment, or get to the theme park. It's so ridiculous. You and I could have predicted this. It's common sense, but Hertz couldn't. That's why their CEO is now out. Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.
And we're off to somewhere.
To anywhere. Chatting about how Enbridge has invested in renewable energy projects like solar.
Right, that's what we're doing.
Yep, we're just two friends in a radio ad, letting everyone know these renewable energy projects can power more than 1 million homes.
It's the reason we're here, Zakiya.
It's the reason we exist, Mike.
So what happens when this commercial ends?
We say, tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.